there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. This is a weird one. I am always stream of consciousness on my episodes. And for the first time at episode 94, I'm not entirely sure what to tell you guys about today. Isn't that weird? I've reached kind of a place of emptiness, it feels like, and I'm kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm empty energetically, but I don't know, I feel kind of like I've emptied out a little bit. And, you know, maybe that's a good thing. But because of that feeling, I guess I'll tell you about some of the self-care things that I've done this last 4 or 5 days, you know, with the holiday weekend. Just some things that were different than I've been doing that felt really good. Because I've been really isolated with my immune issues, you know, during COVID. Even though I'm vaccinated now, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and, you know, there's only 70% effectiveness, and they haven't really done studies on people with autoimmune issues, like how effective it really is for us. So I'm, you know, been told by doctors and wellness practitioners and, you know, holistic people that I listen to just act as if, you know, I'm not vaccinated and, you know, proceed accordingly. So I've just been extra cautious because I don't want to attract, you know, any more viral load than I've already been juggling for the last 10 years. Because I got a running start on everybody on how all that works. And, you know, and I'm in the best health that I've been in years. And so I'm just so grateful. And, you know, until you've lost your health, I mean, really lost it to the point of almost dying multiple times, you don't really appreciate it for the true gift it is, the true currency that it is to be healthy and well and energized and, you know, capable in your body. You know, it's just not something I take for granted at all. So I'm, you know, really careful. But I reached out to a girlfriend of mine that lives out. It's a place called Canyon Lake, and it's, I don't know, about 45 minutes to an hour south of Austin, kind of southwest. It's a pretty little town. They do, you know, a lot of tubing, and there's some neat RV parks there and a beautiful lake. And she is an animal rescue friend and a sister on the fly friend that I've known for years, and she rescues Great Pyrenees, which was my dog before Dylan Rascal. He was a peer. So I called Dana, and I was like, I'd love to come see you. I've had my shot, you've had your shot, because she's been real careful too. And she said, yep, come on out. And by the way, I have a waiting pool full of, I think, 10 3-week-old Pyrenees puppies. So I'm like, okay, I get to drive out of town in the country, sit on her porch, love on some puppies, learn to bottle feed them, and play with a whole bunch of big Great Pyrenees dogs. Yes, please. So I went out there on Saturday, and it was awesome, y'all. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful drive. It smelled good. We sat on our porch. I loved on all the big dogs. And for the first time, even though I've done rescue for years and years, I'd never had the time or the ability or the space to work with rescue puppies. So I had never bottle fed puppies. And oh my God, that was so much fun to snuggle those little stinkers and fill up the bottle and feed them. And then you have to burp them like little babies and then put them back down for the mama. I was just in heaven. So we had a great day. And then we got them all fed and got their little fat tummies happy, and they all conked out in their little wading pool. And we were able to sneak off to a really good Italian restaurant. I mean, she's in the middle of nowhere, but this was an amazing place, and they had gluten-free pasta, so it was a good day. And I was going to spend the night, but it was weird. I was feeling antsy for some reason about staying, and something felt weird towards the end of the day, and I didn't understand why. And all of a sudden, I started getting all these weather alerts firing off on my phone, because I've got like 4 or 5 weather apps. You know, living in an Airstream, you you really pay attention to weather, because especially spring weather in Texas, it's a lot of tornadoes and a lot of hail and just, you know, a lot of things that, that don't go well with tiny portable homes. And boy, my weather app started going off, and I realized I did a rookie mistake. I normally look for the weather before I go out of town, and especially if I'm going to spend the night somewhere, I check it in the spring especially, and I had left my awning out. Now, it was tethered down, but the forecast was saying, I don't know, what was it, baseball size hail potential and 70 mile an hour wind gusts, like sideways wind shears and wind gusts. And I was like, oh God. So I made a hasty retreat, got in the truck, start coming home, pretty much to just drive into the middle of it, which was kind of interesting, but I kind of enjoyed that too, because, you know, it was different. It was something unusual. It wasn't the same old routine, because I'm kind of stuck in a rut a little bit with doing, you know, the same classes, the same kind of calls. Now, not my work with my clients. That's, you know, different every person and sacred and something I really enjoy. But my class schedules and my, you know, my calls that I dial into to listen to and learn from, even though they're, you know, great subjects, there's just a whole lot of sitting on my butt on Zoom all the time. And so, I don't know, I'm just, and just being in the Airstream a lot. So I've got to make some intentional effort to, you know, correct that. But driving home in the storm was really fun. And I lucked out. I got back and there were a bunch of tree limbs down and stuff blown around in my RV park. But nothing happened to my camper. Just so grateful. But it was still such a great day. Just, it felt, you know, felt pre-COVID. Got to go visit, got to hang out, got to love on puppies. Went and sat inside a restaurant, which, you know, that's maybe the second time I've done an inside thing, you know, since COVID started, but so it felt really good. And then yesterday was super fun. My best friend here in the RV park, her name is Karen, and she's just lovely. She looks just like my favorite hippie cousin that lived with us off and on when I was a kid. And this cousin is maybe 12 years older than I am, 10 or 12 years. And I just adore her. And she worked at the Renaissance Festival when I was a kid, and she made leather shoes, and she was like the hippie in my family. And I thought she was amazing. And my friend Karen, her profile looks just like my cousin Mickey. It's crazy. So I had an immediate connection to her, and we are, you know, definitely soul sisters, and she's just lovely and really grounded and has a very cool history and past. And we have coffee all the time and have wine and do fires and just, you know, just hang out. She's my soul sister. But it was her birthday, so we went to this place that she'd heard about for birthday brunch on Sunday. And oh my God, y'all, it was so cool. It was so old Austin. It was kind of down in the middle of nowhere, and like you had to know it was there to get to it. And you pull up and you're like, okay, this is sort of, you know, kind of biker bar dive, which, you know, I like places like that, but I just wasn't expecting birthday brunch, you know, somewhere like that. And she goes, just wait. And we get inside, and it's this huge open backyard with all these amazing picnic tables and seating areas and fire pits and a big stage for a band. And it was huge and open, and had a massive porch that was covered. And so we got a big booth and took her dog. Her dog was my date, her little Chihuahua pug. That was Dylan's girlfriend. So I got to have brunch with his girlfriend. Anyway, so she sat with me, Cindy Lou, the dog. And we ordered food, and you would think it was going to be bar food, but oh my God, it was good. It was like, it was quiche, you know, as big as my head, and really good salad, and we got a bucket of mimosas, which was lovely, and had just a really good time, just kind of unwound, and people watched, and the place was packed. I mean, you could tell that everybody was like, okay, it's a beautiful day. It's our first holiday that we're all kind of safe to be out, as long as we're smart about it. Like, let's get out. So we had a great time. Got that little, you know, mimosa brunch buzz that's always kind of fun. Haven't done in years. And I came back and took a cat nap because, you know, you got to. Took some electrolytes, took a nap. And then last night, my another really dear friend of mine, Beverly, I mentioned her before, she does feng shui and is super intuitive, and she's kind of my go-to when I need psychic or intuitive advice or readings, or, you know, she's my local connection for that because she's really gifted. And it was her 30th anniversary, and they had an outdoor, just a really fun party with, I don't know, maybe 50 people outside, but they have this huge backyard and this big, gigantic covered patio, and it rained, and it didn't even matter, but they had a great band and really good food and lots of people, and so we were just dancing out in the rain and having a blast, and once the rain stopped, we lit a big bonfire, and they just kept giving the band more money and having them stay. And this, the guy that was the singer for the band, man, he really should be on The Voice. He was really good, little Filipino guy, and just made Michael Jackson sound, you know, sound harsh. I mean, the guy was really good, and his band was awesome. They were kind of a tight jazz quartet, but they played everything. I mean, anything you could think of. And so the Beverly's husband just kept giving them money just to get them to stay. Like, come on, play 5 more songs. Because I think they were only supposed to be there like an hour and a half, and they played like 4 hours. But it was so fun to just be out safely around people, hanging out, having a good time, drinking some wine, listening to music, dancing in the rain. You know, just remembering what connecting with people in person feels like. Because it's, you know, with the exception of random handfuls of people here and there, I really have been isolated during COVID because of my immune issues. I've just been really careful. But it was really a good couple of days, and I needed it. Like, I just needed something different for my spirit. So it's funny, you know, I've been working with so many clients on refilling their joy bank, like, you know, intentionally putting deposits into their joy bank. But have I been doing it? No. So that's gonna be part of what I work on this week, is, you know, really focusing on a calendar and plugging in, you know, a couple of hours a day to fill myself up with more joy, you know, with more singing, with some way to connect with animals. I've got to get out and touch animals. That's just important to my well-being. I need to move my body more. I have not been moving my body near enough. And when I was a casting director, I was on my feet all day for like 14, 16 hours a day. I rarely sat down. I was in constant motion, chasing people, going back and forth, you know, between offices and my camera, standing behind my camera to audition people. Like, I never sat down. So, you know, I stayed in motion, I stayed active, I stayed thinner, and I felt better because I was just always moving. Well, COVID, you know, sitting still in front of lots of Zoom, and, you know, and it got to the point the last couple of years, Dylan couldn't walk as much, so it was really, used to, I had lots of dogs that had to be walked lots of times a day, so that kept me active, you know, because you have 4 or 5 dogs that need out at different times and you on walking routines. But, you know, the last couple of years, my sweet boy wouldn't go more than a camper or two away, and wanted to walk slowly and smell all the blades of grass, and, you know, just, we basically just sniffed our way around slowly. So I've just realized that my body has really kind of stagnated, and that's, you know, that's on me. So I've doubled down on nutrition. I went to the store and got a lot of really good organic veggies. I made this provincial veggie chicken stew with bone broth that I like, that's really good for me. I made a big batch of that in the Instant Pot the other day, and got a lot of stuff, this super greens to make salads, and I'm going to start my juicing again. So I'm just going to double down and recommit and start stretching, start dancing around a little bit more, and start going on walks, and just get my body more active, because I think that will help me tremendously as I get ready to start making these decisions, you know, about where I'm supposed to go, because I don't know where I want to go next. I'm looking at different things. I kind of threw it out there to see what would stick, and, you know, there's a friend that's got a 80-acre family ranch in the middle of nowhere that's an hour from town, but you know, I don't think I want to be that isolated. I think after the isolation of being in the Airstream so much for COVID, I think I want to be around people, but I don't think I want to be around as many people as I am here in downtown Austin, because I am right downtown and I am right by Zilker Park, which is basically the central park of Austin. And, you know, there were thousands of people around here this weekend, and I'm just, you know, my immune system and the way things are, I'm just not comfortable being around that many people. So, I don't know, I think something in between is going to be right, but, you know, I've got some friends with land that have offered to let me come out for 6 months or so, you know, in exchange for some decluttering and some helping with projects and stuff, or, you know, just pay electricity kind of a thing. That sounds really good, but I don't know, I'm gonna keep pursuing my options the next couple of weeks and just kind of start dreaming about it, because it's funny, you know, I don't have a lot of wall space in the Airstream, so I can't hang up, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of art and things. So I've actually done some of those those laminate things that you can applique to stuff. So like the sayings that you do, you peel them off and peel and stick kind of things. And I've got one, you know, right above the foot of my bed up on the ceiling of the Airstream, and it says "Dream until your dream comes true." And like I mentioned, you know, a few episodes back, I've never been good at dreaming for me. I've always just kind of backed into what was less of a problem. Now, for anybody else, I dream big and I go big. You know, when my parents wanted the house that they, you know, their dream house, it went off the market, and I pushed and pushed and pushed and manifested that thing. Within 24 hours of it supposedly being sold to somebody else, my parents had a contract on it. So I can do that for other people. I just have to remember, like I've said before, that I can do that for me. And I was just listening to, I had one of my Panache semi-private calls today. There are, I don't know, like 12 or 14 of us on the call, and it's the actual Zoom call where you can see and talk to each other, which is not always the way, you know, his calls are. But that impact program that I'm doing with him is really great. And today was one of our monthly really sit down and talk to each other calls. And it basically was all about, you know, loving what is. If you feel stuck, love it. If you are nervous, love it. It's all part of your path. You know, if you feel yourself afraid of what's coming and need to control it, love that. Like, we all, you know, we all predestined this stuff. We all set up what our soul's journey needed to be. So remember that good, bad, indifferent, happy, sad, scared, unafraid, it's all God, and it's all what our souls need. So try to remember that, you know, as you're sitting in what feels like the stagnant pond. And he, you know, he used the lotus metaphor again, which is always so good. And, you know, this is part of what I've been working with a lot of my clients on. You know, they're stuck in that hallway between one door closing and another door opening, you know, in that long hallway. And, you know, my hallway's been about 4 years long. It's been a dark, weird, strange, amazing, hard, challenging hallway. Not longer than 4 years, probably six or 7 years if I'm honest. And, you know, I talk my clients through it, so I just have to remind myself, you know, that hallway is fertile. It may be dark, but don't forget, there's always, you know, you can plug in a nightlight. You can find the fireflies in the dark hallway. You can start generating your own light in there, and you can dig deep and harvest and plant seeds of possibilities, and plant seeds for your dreams while you're in that murky hallway, because, you know, eventually the next door is gonna open, the light's gonna flood in, everything that you've planted will harvest, and you'll walk into your next chapter as the new you, as the one that sat in that dark place and did all the shadow work and did all the learning to be peaceful, learning to allow what is, learning to love yourself. All that work that I've been doing so diligently and that I do with my clients, you know, that's what happens in that hallway. That's what you do. Because then when the door bursts itself open at the other end of the hallway, you walk out into just, you know, amazing light and into the dreams. So it just was a good reminder for me, you know, the call with Panache. Just love what is. This stuff may seem scary because you can't control it. You don't know what's on the other end of the hallway. You feel like, oh my God, what if I make a wrong choice? Well, wherever you are is where you're meant to be. That was his biggest point. Wherever you are is where you're meant to be. And the next place you go, that's where you're meant to be. The next thing that happens, it's meant to be. Just don't forget that. That's part of your, it's part of your soul's journey that was laid out. So, you know, he said too, you know, you wouldn't have put your soul on that position if you weren't capable of triumphing over it. That's just how it works. So it was interesting. It was a long call and I'm tired from it. But then my alarm went off to remind me to record the podcast. So I just thought I'd come on and tell you this one, and it's kind of rambling, but I hope there was something in there that helped somebody or was interesting. But it's just nice. It's a good couple of days to clear my head, get away, get out from under my routine, because it was definitely kind of grooving a very, very long, year-long COVID rut that I needed to shake out. So, like I said, just going to get more intentional with how to stay out of that rut and start moving my body, mind, and spirit a little bit more. And just reach for more joy every day. It's what I do for others. It's my turn. So, anyway, that's my story for today. I hope you guys are doing really, really well, and I'm sending you lots of love and getting ready to start facing some of the Texas heat. Tomorrow's June 1st, so it's coming, y'all, the oppressive heat, because the mosquitoes are out and they're as big as your head here. So summer's coming. Anyway, I will talk to you guys next time, and as always, thank you so much for listening. You guys take care. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @Airstream_Oracle, or you can email me at hello@ShannonPinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.